Welcome to Her, Healthy, Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. Why do I keep attracting emotionally unavailable partners? Why am I attracted to emotionally unavailable people? These are questions I hear all the time. Now, we can give you the, in a nutshell, classic reason is at some point in your development, there was a point where you developed anxious attachment, feelings of non-presence of parental attention and affection and stable, consistent displaying and showing of loving connection. So there can be that abandonment fear, that little nagging feeling of not really being used to or feeling deserving or good enough. This can also happen if we grow up where we are put down, undermined, judged, criticized all the time. Anything that makes us become a young adult who already has a feeling of, God, I wish that person loved me or wanted me, but I'm afraid they won't or don't. Rejection fear is another sign of this very same thing going on. When these things are going on, we have a pre-existing now emotional condition that we are heading into attraction, dating, or relationships or marriages with. So I want you to think of it this way. Just take a moment and realize that anything that you have been doing over and over again, whether it's attracting the same kind of person, being attracted to the same kind of person, or staying with the same kind of person that you're consciously making a case isn't good for you because they're not emotionally available, if it's something that has been a persistent pattern for you, then there's some payoff. You know, study after study shows that we're really not that great at consciously being aware of who we want and what we're choosing. That our subconscious, our real emotional needs, wounds, and patterns tend to actually override what we think we want. It's why we try to mentally muscle our way into saying, I'm never dating that kind of guy again. Or next time I'm going to make sure it's somebody who is different. And they may even look different on the surface, right? It seems like a guy who's available and connective and warm and pays attention to you. But somehow, some way, somewhere, it shifts. And within that relationship, you end up still asking yourself, how the hell did I end up back here again? How did I end up again feeling like I'm with someone who's not really here or doesn't really love and care about me? You know, how do I end up trying to reach and chase and access somebody for intimacy that feels remote or distant or partially cut off? Even though you may consciously be trying, and it may look like a different type of partner to the mind and on the surface, the truth is, underneath emotionally, your subconscious is basically way smarter than our conscious mind and is more powerful. It's more emotionally needs driven. So it will find a way to get you with emotionally unavailable people if that's your pattern. So here's a better question, a much more powerful, useful, insightful question for you to begin asking. If it actually benefited a part of me to choose emotionally unavailable partners, what might the unintentionally beneficial thing be? Right? What is the unintended benefit to me of being with someone who's not fully available? How is this something that part of me wants? Why does it want it? What does it really want here? How is it good for a part of me to choose people who aren't completely available? When we start to realize this isn't just something that we are not choosing, when we reframe how we look at it and we realize it's actually something a part of us wants. Part of you wants emotionally unavailable partners, even though it sucks in many other ways and a part of you consciously doesn't want it. There is a part of you, if you're repeating this pattern, there's a part of you that absolutely is served and her needs are served by having someone who's not completely available. Now, it could be that you don't have to completely connect and reveal. You don't need to be fully intimate. There is some payoff for you in some way, shape, or form Ask yourself what that is today and begin unraveling this knot that ties you to emotionally unavailable partners. Much love.